What exactly is Eliezer looking for in this suitable wife for Yitzchak? Eliezer is tasked with the mission to find a wife for Yitzchak, not just a wife, but the person to carry on this legacy of Avram and Sarah. So while Avram gives him a number of criteria, a checklist of who this girl may be, Eliezer has his own metric, his own way of measuring who the right person is, what qualities does she have that will be suitable for Yitzchak. And of course, Eliezer, seeing the chesed, the openness, the hachnasas orchim that existed in the home of Avram and Sarah, that was open in all four tents, the same Avram that waited 3 days so that he could, in the sun, in the heat, after Bismillah, the age of 99, hoping to do chesed. Of course, this has to be a trait of the person who's going to marry Yitzchak. And we know that the test that he says is whoever is going to offer me to drink and my camels to drink, as the pasuk tells us, shesev gam gimalecha ashke, you'll drink and your camels, that's the one. Ha'oso ha'chachta li'avdecha li'yitzchak. That's the one that you have decreed Hashem for Yitzchak va'ida, and I'll know ki asiso chesed im adoni. But at first glance, it seems all right. It's a normal way of asking. It's very kind. It's very nice. It's flat. Is that the metric? Is that the threshold that someone's just going to offer you and your camels? And that's how I'm going to know that it's the right one to carry on the mission of Avram and Sarah? But Chanoch Waxman points out that yes, at first glance, it seems a little trite. It's simple manners will dictate that I'll provide water for a thirsty traveler. So it's decency. Does it make it next level chesed? Does it make it like, wow, this sets you apart in the world of chesed? But the truth is that he points out something unbelievable. And let's remember, Avram and Sarah's chesed is real chesed. It is chesed as an art form. How do I make somebody feel comfortable, feel at ease, feel at home, feel like that? It's not a burden for me to do what I'm doing for you, that I want to do it. And he notes that a thirsty camel, after a long journey, we know can drink gallons and gallons, up to 25 gallons of water. The servant here in the story, Eliezer, brought 10 camels. Without going into mathematics, that's a lot of water. That is a lot of water. It is a very, very difficult process for a young girl equipped with maybe a pitcher. And in fact, the Torah, if you look at the psukim, here is we're in the third Aliyah. If you look at the psukim, the Torah emphasizes that Rivka goes more than what Eliezer was looking for. The pasuk tells us, pasuk yutes v'tachala hashkoso, when she let them drink everything, v'tomer gam gimalecha eshav, ad imkilu ishtos. She adds more, not just I'll let your camels drink, I'll give them a little bit of water, until they are finished drinking. She was prepared without batting an eye that to fill up her pitcher, who knows, thousands of times, so that every single camel could have every single ounce of water that they needed. That's the chesed that Eliezer is looking for. Not just manners, but a way that we go about our lives searching for opportunities for chesed, looking for them, and then doing them as if it's our gift, our opportunity, our zchus to be involved in such a process. That is the chesed of Avram and Sarah, and that's the chesed that Eliezer is looking for in a wife for Yitzchak.